your body get itself into a comfortable position so that so comfortable that the muscles are free to relax. So that means if you're sitting on the floor, you have to kind of balance your frame so that the muscles can relax and you won't topple. So just spend a moment relaxing your body and taking some deep breaths, just in order to. Usually on the inhale, when you're taking some deep breaths, we use the inhale to kind of refresh the body, to oxygenate the body, and the exhale to let out any stress or toxins. So you can just suggest to the body to feel enlivened with the inhale and to remove stress and toxins with the exhale. So just let yourself find that comfortable space. As you're doing that, let your mind relax also. The mind can really only deeply relax if it's in a friendly environment, an environment of love and care and respect. In fact, the body's that way too, the whole jiva, the whole being, can relax so deeply when there's an environment of love or care or friendship, as opposed to a critical environment. And so I say to invoke the inner friend, that part of you that is caring and loving, and direct that mature, loving, caring part of you, that person, that love and maturity that you can give to others, direct that toward your own body and mind, and let the body and mind relax in that environment. So find that caring part of yourself and let that be the nature of the witness, the one in whom the relaxation is taking place. If as you're relaxing, if you find there's any part that's critical or irritated or creating tension in you, let the inner friend objectify that one so that the inner friend always remains the one identified with the innermost witness. And let the body and mind just continue to relax in that type of environment. Let the mind wander, don't try to control it for now. Just let it be whatever it is. Be just an interested, objective, caring witness. helps to relax the mind if you let the mind tell you what its concerns may be. So you can simply ask it, the attitude of that friendship or care, you can just ask the mind, what do you have to do tonight? What are your plans for tomorrow? Is there anything you want to tell me? Is there anything that you want to make sure I don't forget? Or any concerns you might have? You just simply ask the mind and then let your mind talk to you and tell you. Let's just take a couple of minutes to do that. Any worries it may have, whatever it is. And it gives you a laundry list of things you really need to do. You can acknowledge that list and tell the mind that you will do those things and take care of them, if you will. And if you're not going to, say, I'm not going to do that right now, I'll do it later, just so the mind can feel relieved of the burden. Now I'd like you to spend just a few minutes addressing your unconscious just by simply asking all of the parts in the unconscious, as though there's a little inner community. It usually has to do with feelings. Is there anything that anybody inside wants to tell me? And see if there's any part of that inner community. There can be a lot of child parts in the unconscious, a lot of more immature parts, more needy parts, more hurt parts, parts that usually aren't acknowledged. But you can acknowledge, you can say, is there anybody inside that wants to talk, wants to tell me something? And it's surprising how much you're simply addressing the unconscious will allow it to open up a deeper relationship with you. So does anybody inside have anything they want to tell me? as you continue to relax your body and mind. And ask you to try a breathing technique now that the mind has been addressed, and it should hopefully be feeling a little bit more relaxed now that you've paid some attention. I'd like you to try just a simple breathing technique, which is to breathe into the count of four and out to the count of four, just 10 times like this. One, you don't have to count out loud, but just equally, one, two, three, four. Exhale, one, two, three, four. Inhale, one, two, three, four. It's very simple, but it just balances out and relaxes the system. So one would be one inhale, exhale, then two would be inhale, exhale, three like that. Just try that for 10 times, and then we'll do one other one after that. So let's start that. And each one would do it on your own, to your own count. When you finish that, I'd like you to breathe in to a count of four, hold to a count of four, exhale to a count of four, and hold to a count of four. That would be one. So one, two, three, four, hold to four, exhale to four, hold to four. And do that five times. As you finish that, just let your body and mind relax. Don't try to control your mind. Just enjoy the relaxation and the quietude. And see if you can just gently notice your own presence, your own sense of me, your sense of self. Because as the body and mind are more relaxed, there's more space, more room for you to notice your own presence. Say more to just appreciate your own presence. You don't have to look anywhere, it's you. It's just when your mind and body are more relaxed, there's not a lot of noise competing with just your simple self. In fact, you can notice how very simple, unassuming your presence is. It just simply is what it is, complete unto itself. Your mind may ask for a lot of things, have a lot of different needs, but if you notice, just the simplicity of yourself isn't asking for anything, doesn't feel a need for anything. It's whole and complete. Into itself. It's really just the most simple, basic you. Self-evident one, shining, indwelling as it seems in this body, present to the mind. I know the self is me. I know it's me. But I may not know that it's Brahman. I may not know that I am Brahman. Or that my being is changeless, is free from time. These things I may not know, but I do know that this is me. But I may not know how free this me is. Does this in the Upanishad, the Sishya, the student, will go to the teacher and say, always with a question. One question might be, am I, is this me, the self that I am, does it die when the body dies? do I die when the body dies? Do I become sad when the mind is sad?